supplementing the national reports, there is a report here from Billings, Montana. Senator B.K. Wheeler, leading isolationist, said when informed Japan had attacked U.S. bases at Honolulu and Manila, that means war and we'll have to see it through. Asked if President Roosevelt had asked Congress to declare war, Wheeler said he had received no notification, but I assume he will. In Los Angeles, California, all aircraft observation posts were ordered manned by observers immediately in an order issued by Brigadier General William O. Ryan, commanding general of the 4th Interceptor Command, which has jurisdiction over the southwestern portion of the United States. Now the Far Eastern situation is reported by radio and the dispatches from across the Pacific and from Canada. The first bulletin from Canada says that Prime Minister W.L. Mackenzie King called the Canadian cabinet to meet at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today to consider the Far Eastern situation. Japanese bombing planes, striking without warning, as you know, have attacked the United States naval base at Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, and the American bases at Manila in the Philippines. Japanese parachute troops are reported in Honolulu. They have been sighted off Harbor Point. At least 5 persons have been reported killed in the city of Honolulu. The Japanese dive bombers have been making continuous attacks, apparently from a Japanese aircraft carrier. A naval engagement is reported in progress off Honolulu, and there's one report that a Japanese warship is bombarding Pearl Harbor. Aerial dogfights are raging in the skies over Honolulu itself. Damage to the Pearl Harbor base and in Manila has not yet been verified, but the White House, and as Mr. Warner told you, Admiral Block, fear a heavy loss of life in Hawaii. We will continue to interrupt all regularly scheduled programs to bring you latest developments from Washington and from our correspondents in the field. William Shirer will be heard in an analysis of the news at 5:45. We may, of course, interrupt the Prudential program with the latest bulletins from time to time.